Proclamation number 0969 of 18th of June, 1939. Father words. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And thus you should approach me for help when you are aware of your weakness, and I will strengthen you and pull you up again and again when you are in danger of sinking. And I will constantly speak to you. I will be with you in the word, and you shall listen and eagerly receive my word and draw strength and refreshment from it. Thus my word also reaches you today in the form of a proclamation which shall trigger a feeling of happiness in your heart and unite you ever more intimately with me. Behold, my child, what comfort lies in the assurance which my love gives you that all suffering on earth will change into highest and purest joy in eternity. You must unconditionally accept what the Father in heaven promises his children, and once you imagine that my love knows no bounds. When you know yourselves to be seized by this infinite love, then all anxiety must leave you and you must go through life joyfully and light-heartedly. Thus I will give you a sign of my steadfast love and will touch you with my breath. And you will tremble with happiness, and all doubts will have disappeared from your heart. But instead a deep feeling of love for me will flare up, and I will feed the flame in you until you yourself ask me to turn off the clock of life. I promise my children eternal life. And those who believe in me and love me, are my children. And I want to stir up love in your heart and strengthen your faith. And thus give you the eternal life. So your prayer can remove all obstacles, and your spirit can unite with the Father Spirit, and that is why my great love awakens you and leads you through the night to the light. And I want to possess your heart, alone want to reign in it, and your spirit shall rise into the sphere where it is able to see me. I want to stand in front of them with a radiant face and delight your heart, which is completely turned to love, with unspeakable bliss, because when you look at me, you lose all consciousness of your being. You are one with me and my love embraces you. And earthly time is a tiny moment in eternity, and truly, the suffering can only be called small if you measure it by eternity and its delights, yet it seems monstrous to you as long as you don't recognize me and my love. Yet if you have complete trust in me, it will be explainable to you that my infinite love cannot let you perish after all in that Roman one. Precisely because I love you, I'm only ever concerned about your one-time life and eternity. And thus just let me rule and believe in me. I am a faithful shepherd to my sheep and will not lose any of them. Only the time is determined by yourselves if you offer me resistance. And you in turn offer me resistance until you recognize my love. So let yourselves be loved and set your hearts free for me so that I can take possession of them and you'll already be blissfully happy on this earth and one day in eternity. Amen.